Good morning. We continue Hilchos Shabbos Klal Tes, and we're learning Siman Aleph. We're going through the Lama Tes Malachas. Today's shiur is sponsored anonymously as the Yilui from the Neshama of Yitzchak Elimelech Ben Akiva Zev Halevi. Now, the next set of the Malachas, the next 13 Malachas, were involved in the process of making the Urias, making the Begadim for Bigdei Kahuna. So they had to make threads, and they had to make it into garments, into curtains, etc. So the first step is a goyis tzemer. A person is removing the tzemer from shearing the shemer from the wool from the sheep. If we define the malacha, is the malacha defined because you're getting the hair to use, or the malacha is defined the act of removing it from the animal? Something which is very important to understand. And we will talk about that b'ezras Hashem down the road. Hamalavnoi, he's cleansing it. He's literally whitening it, bleaching it. But it means the process of cleaning something. So a person is going to clean a garment on Shabbos, he'll be over the Isser of Malabin. Hamanapsa, a person then takes the wool and he has to comb it out for any impurities which are in there and straighten it out. Nibus is not that common of a malacha nowadays. Hatzaveya, then the person would dye it. So the process of dyeing the wool, putting color into something, is called Tzaveya. The Chayyim we'll talk about later on when we pass an Ein Tzviya Ba'Echlin, that the process of coloring food is not a problem. If it would be a problem, a person wants to put a tea bag into a cup of water, according to those who hold that it's permitted, in a klishlishi, or putting tea essence into a cup of water, pouring red wine into white wine, you're coloring the wine. So that would be a problem with Tzviya, but we pass an Ein Tzviya Ba'Echlin. Vatova. Tova is the act of spinning the fibers into a thread. Vamesach. So in the process of weaving, so the person has to create a way to put a loom, which is multiple threads, which are already on the loom. And then a person takes threads and sends them through the opening that the loom creates back and forth and back and forth, trapping those threads amongst the original threads. The original threads are called the chassis, similar to the Evan Shasiya, which is the foundation. And as you send the shuttle through that, the thebush comes out, it's called the orev, because you're mixing it in, lashon of haruvis. So the process of setting up the threads to put on the loom is called mesach. Then putting the threads on the loom and creating a way to raise the threads and lower the threads to allow the shuttle to go through, it's all part of the melach of oseh beis matenirim. And then the person actually does the process of Oreg Beit Chutim. So the person does the malacha of Oreg, of weaving. He sends the thread back and forth, creating the malacha of Oreg. Why the Chayyadim mentioned over here was Beit Chutim, the shear of the Chiyav, I'm not sure exactly why he did that. Sometimes when the person would weave, he would have to undo it. It didn't come out good. So that's called Pitzeya. A kosher ramater, tying and untying, which the Gemara actually says was not done in conjunction with the process of making a beged. The Chayyadim puts it over here. He discusses in the Nishmas Adam where kosher ramater were found in the Mishkan. So the Babli says a different source, but the Yerushalmi says it was part of the process of when they were making the curtains. A tofer beis tefira, so then the person would sew together the various curtains. The act of sewing two stitches, so a person puts the needle through the garment, two pieces of garment he wants to attach, and puts the needle through one time. That's not called tofer yet. He hasn't really attached anything, but he comes back through a second time, and he creates a stitch. So that is the law of tofer. We will see that one of the tenoyim for Malacha to be chayav, it has to be miskayim, it has to last. So one stitch in and out doesn't last, it pulls out. But if a person goes through a second time afterwards, that tends to last, and that's called terver that it's chayiv. But kareya manas litvur beis tefiras. The malach of kareya, tearing out the stitches, if the stitches didn't come out well, the person tears out the stitches for the purpose of re-sewing it. And the reason why he stresses that idea is because otherwise, if a person just tears something, is a destructive act. And the definition of malach on Shabbos, it has to be constructive. Mekalkel is potter. A person is being kareya for the purpose of re-sewing it, so that is a constructive act, and that is going to be chayiv. All of these were in the Mishkan for the purpose of creating the curtains, which acted as the oil on the top of the Mishkan. So these 13 were found in that process. So we've now went through 11 in the Siddur of the Pas and 13 in the Seder of making a Beged, and we're at 24. We have another 15 to go, and meanwhile, have a good day.